You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a very interesting day of movements, positive for the South African markets, not so positive for global markets. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at this, try and make sense of what's been happening. Good evening, Nick. Lovely to speak to you as always. Looks like it was a good day to be holding JSE stocks, but not such a good day to be holding Japanese stocks.
Yeah, evening, Jimmy, and evening to your listeners. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is a very sort of choppy period at the moment. There's lots of geopolitical risks to, try to figure out as well. But bottom line is, back here in South Africa, green on the screen, as you said, still the foreign flows coming in, a lot of positive sentiment, but offshore, not so much. We're about to head into U.S. earnings season as well, so that's going to make things also a little bit more complicated.
Nick, U.S. markets are having a good day today. They weren't a little earlier on, and they weren't yesterday. They were all in the red. Now, suddenly, they're all kind of moving towards the green. I see NASDAQ and S&P both in the green at the moment. What's causing the choppiness? Because I'm looking at the U.S. on one side. I'm also looking at Hong Kong, which was up 5%, while Sydney was down a tenth of a percent. And usually uncertainty then speaks to a gold price moving in the right direction or moving positive, and that's not even doing that.
Yeah, Jimmy, it is very, very difficult at the moment to try to dissect what is going on. So you're right. Normally you sort of get a weaker dollar, then the rand does this and gold does that, and you kind of figure it out. But at the moment there seems to be a lot of investors trying to second guess what's going on. I think also there's been a little bit of we call it left field. Out of nowhere, we had that Chinese stimulus package that was last week, Tuesday. So that's really sort of put the fire on the sort of Chinese equities. But on the flip side, you've had some geopolitical goings on in Japan. You've got a new prime minister that hasn't been very well received. So you've had a stronger yen. So that side of the world is not seeing a positivity there. And then, of course, the last couple of days, you've got to say that the risks have been ratcheted up with what's happening across in the Middle East, and that has certainly made that part of the world a little bit less sort of investable. So lots going on, but to mention the positivity out of the U.S. in the last hour or two. There were some private payroll numbers that came out which were a little bit better. There was a bit of a bounce back after about 5-odd months of slowing down. And that is ahead of what's going to be quite a big one on Friday, and that is the jobs numbers and non-farm payroll numbers as well. So maybe a little bit of preempting those numbers in the next few days.
I was just going to get to that, Nick, to say, looking at those ADP numbers, do we kind of expect that we might actually see a positive NFP print? And if we do, Jerome Powell said this week, they're not going to make any rush decisions on inflation. They're going to make them as the data comes out, or on interest rates, rather. They're not going to jump the gun around the rate cuts. We've sort of started to price in another 50 basis points, and he shot that down very, very quickly. Is there still any real concern that lingers within the U.S. markets?
It's such a difficult one because the Federal Reserve have made, and Mr. Powell as well, to your point, has made no secret of the fact that the jobless and the employment numbers is what they are looking at. They've been waiting for it to weaken a little bit. Inflation has certainly come down, and the base case for a soft landing looks intact. But do you remember a couple of months ago, it was that jobless numbers that spooked the market, and we had that couple of days of a really sort of quick sell-off. We're sort of back there again, markets waiting for Friday's numbers. I think with last week with the Fed cutting by 50 basis points, which was a bit of a surprise, we're looking for 25. You almost get the feeling that the MPC over there in America, the Federal Reserve, they are concerned about growth. They probably don't mind letting inflation run a little bit hot. And they, I think they just, it's steady as you go. So I wouldn't be surprised if these jobless numbers do come out okay and we do continue a little bit with this, this risk on theme that we've seen recently. But nevertheless, nerves either way.
Nick, let's come back home for a second. While all of this craziness is happening, you'd think the local markets wouldn't be as crazy, but they're just as crazy. I mean, I'm looking at Pick and Pay up almost 5% for the day. Sibanye Stillwater, 8.5% in the green. These are companies that when the risk off sentiment kind of set into the market. Nobody really went towards them, nor them. 3% or almost 4% today. Implats as well. Platinum pricing obviously playing a big factor here on that PGM basket price, and it's good to see the platinum price moving up. But I'm looking through just some of the big movers today, and it's the unexpected guys.
Yeah, Jimmy, don't jinx us. You know, we take it when we get them. No, you know, we've been thinking about this and we're chatting about it amongst sort of us at work as well. You know, we've had, you know, South Africa's certainly gone nowhere for the better part of 10 years from an investment point of view. You know, we've been, a lot of the foreign flows have not come here for all the reasons that we know. But recently, there's definitely been, you know, this is 100 odd days since the GNU over the weekend, and there's been definitely a positive impetus. We've seen the flows coming in. We've seen SA Inc. bouncing back. And I think also taken against the context of the South African emerging market investment case, we're not as big as we used to be. You know, 20 odd years ago, we're anywhere near 10, 12% of that emerging market basket. So when a foreign money came in, you know, it used to quite have moved the needle. Now we're about 2%, Jimmy. So when foreigners put money to work, we're not a big number, but in South Africa, you put $100 million to work in the alternate, it moves it quite significantly. And I think that's what you're seeing. We see people coming into bottom picks shares, Sibanye moving 8% is, I mean, it's a big move, but on the scheme of things, on a global scale, it's not that big. But to your point, platinum shares are up, there's a little bit of risk on theme, and this SA story continues. As I said, please don't jinx it, Jimmy. Let's keep it going.
Nick, how much longer can we ride the wave? I mean, I don't want to sort of be the party pooper here and be the Debbie Downer about it, but we've seen in the past that South Africa's problems have largely been internal, and if we seemingly are getting those right, and I'm hoping that my conversation with Martin Kingston will be more confidence around that, then we should be in for a rand below 17 rand. Am I being too optimistic here?
I don't think so. I think that could be a base case. We could do. You know, those interest rate differentials are still there. You know, I was disappointed. I thought we'd get a half a point by the SAR, but we didn't. I think it's not far off, but we could see that. Look, I think at some point, though, Jimmy, you can't just, the good story's there, the tailwinds are there, the rhetoric is there, but I think you do need to sort of, talk the talk now, right? You know, we're going to need to see some positive growth coming through. You know, there's one thing having this flows coming in, but it's not going to, you're not going to get the legs from it from 0.5% growth or 0.6% growth. We're going to need to get 1, 2, 3%. I mean, that's a big ask. But I think you're going to need to see that coming through. Otherwise, you know, the money, as soon as the money comes in, those foreign money can flow out pretty quickly if you don't follow up with those sort of reforms that everyone was talking about. So now I think the hard talks need to be had. And I look forward to that conversation later. I think it'll be very interesting.
Nick, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around how we get to that number. The president put out a very big number, a very ambitious 3.3% growth for 2025. Analysts' expectations, the Saab's own expectations, don't even get to 2%. How do we get to 3% realistically speaking?
Yeah, well, look, you've got to sort of aim high and hope to get there. But I think that's a bit of a stretch in the short term. But it starts with the basics. I mean, I think, you know, we've got some of the basics right. You know, energy. You know, we're getting constant energy. We haven't had load shedding for a better part of 3 odd months. I mean, that's the first protocol. Secondly, we all know the problems with infrastructure. You've got to get those right as well. I think they're working on it, and that's case in point. Unfortunately, some stuff is out of our control, though, because you need the world economy to carry on turning. I think we got a big help with the Chinese stimulus package a week and a bit ago, because they're now our biggest trading partner, and they're consuming a lot of the stuff that South Africa digs out the ground. So I think a lot of things are in play, but we now need to do the hard work. And I'm sure the presidency knows about that, and let's hope they get it right.
Let's hope they get it right, and let's hope that China stays on track with its plans when they come back from their holiday. We'll leave it at that, Nick. Thanks as always for the time and the insights. A lovely conversation as always. Nick Kunz, portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, on the market movements today and what could potentially drive sentiment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.